The Ugandan government and a rebel group operating in the north are putting together an agreement to stop their fighting in preparation for peace talks to end almost 2 decades of insurgency. A former minister in the Ugandan government, Betty Bigombe, who is spearheading negotiations between the government and the Lord's Resistance Army rebels, told VOA Thursday the two sides are on the verge of signing a ceasefire agreement to end their hostilities.
I'm just hoping that we will have one that's agreed upon by sometime tomorrow.
Ms. Bigombe said the ceasefire would likely cover large parts of northern Uganda. A limited ceasefire that the government announced last month expires Friday. The government says the new ceasefire, which applies to a corridor near the Sudanese border, would enable the LRA rebels to gather for eventual peace negotiations. Army spokesman Major Shaban Bansariza described to VOA some of the issues the two sides are ironing out.
Ceasefires are arrived at from talks. For example, a ceasefire in order to do what? Probably for the LRA to come out and get assembled somewhere and get received, maybe get integrated, get screened. So now, between today and tomorrow, they are working on a framework that would make clear those provisions of what is required by government and the LRA and by both.
Ugandan Interior Minister Ruhakana Rugunda told VOA the cessation of hostilities is meant to pave the way for future peace talks.
The rebels and the government delegations agreed that war in northern Uganda must end and that the concerns of the Lord's Resistance Army would be addressed by government in negotiations and a peaceful environment that will be taking place shortly.
Mr. Rugunda said the two sides are discussing timetables and who is to be included in the talks. He called this week's discussions a major achievement for our country and said he was looking forward to people leading normal, productive lives in the north and concentrating on development instead of war. For 18 years, the Lord's Resistance Army has been fighting to overthrow the Ugandan government. More than 1 million people have been displaced. The group is known for attacking civilians and kidnapping children to use them as soldiers or sex slaves. Over the years, there have been several unsuccessful attempts to hold peace talks between the government and the rebels to end the violence. Hopes are running high that these latest face-to-face meetings will succeed. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.